You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And continuing now our conversation with Professor Anthony Cordesman, who's the Burke Chair in Strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Wanted to spend a few minutes elaborating on what you said in the previous segment, that the Obama administration is really pushing its vision of the Pentagon's value in international affairs on the battlefield in Afghanistan. And you mentioned that the increase in civilians to assist in nation building in Afghanistan is one of the signs of that. We talked with military officials in Afghanistan at the beginning of the surge and the campaign in the Helmand province, who said they were running short of civilians. What have you seen? You've been in Afghanistan for the last month.
Well, first, there's a great deal of confusion here. The problem is that it was not really until last year that anyone actually funded the training of new staff and civilians and recruiting of them to go to Afghanistan. The Helmand offensive began long before there was any meaningful civilian surge. The people who will go out into the field are just beginning to trickle in. They'll only total about 732 at the maximum, because it is so hard to recruit and train the kind of expertise you need in the field there, and those people will not be around till the end of this year, early 2010. But this is the first significant increase in permanent civilian staff, the first real resourcing of the civilian side of the Afghan conflict in meaningful terms since we entered the war in 2001.
I love talking to you, Tony, because you say things like about 732. I love that. That precision, but allowing for a certain ambiguity is consistent with your credibility in Washington over these many years. Do you think the U.S. can win in Afghanistan? You recently wrote a study that suggested maybe it was way above our capability at this point.
It's not way above our capability, but the problem that everyone needs to understand is wars aren't fought with strategies, they're fought with resources. The Bush administration made a decision to basically not resource the Afghan war and to support the Iraq war. In the process, it allowed the insurgency to grow for half a decade and to establish a new set of sanctuaries in Pakistan. To correct that is going to take resources, it's going to take fixing a system of divisions between countries, between NATO and the Afghan government, even within the U.S. mission, which is made in a remarkably dysfunctional and under-resourced structure. Can we do it? Yes. Is it going to be very difficult? Well, yes, too.
Well, Tony, before we go, very, very quickly, there was news yesterday, the Afghan government claiming a possible ceasefire with certain branches of the Taliban. David Miliband, the defense secretary in Britain, also suggesting that there might be a Taliban sort of rapprochement politically. Do you think there's any future in that? Is that a significant development before we go?
It's very, very dangerous. If you're dealing with people at the bottom, it may work. If you're dealing with them at the top, this will be something like the 12th attempt of this type, and in each case, the ceasefire has strengthened the Taliban. They've exploited it. They've used it against the people who conducted the ceasefire, and it's made the situation worse.
Well, there's your takeaway. Something like the 12th time we've tried this. The details from Professor Anthony Cordesman, Burke Chair in Strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C., talking about Afghanistan. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.